You would have heard a lot of talk about the Samoa Agreement, which Barbados and other Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States have signed with the European Union. As you know, there was some controversy back in November when only 44 of the 79 countries involved were ready to sign the deal into provisional application. Since then, some of those have signed on. But after all the controversy, what is in it for countries like Barbados? Well, Minister Sandra Husbands has been working on that agreement on behalf of the government of Barbados since 2018.
They have, for example, been looking at assisting us in relation to the issue of apiculture, where the Ministry of Agriculture, for example, is seeking to source assistance and bees that we can start to thing honey, produce honey in Barbados, because it's close to, I think it's $18 million in honey imports that come in. The other area that we are hoping to get benefit from, we have just completed our SPS legislation, and we are working on being able to source labs where we can have our food tested. So we're looking, for example, to export fish into the EU. They have recently approved, for example, a project that will help us in relation to Kaipo. They have identified a project that they can work with us so that we can improve our registry and improve our ease of doing business. In addition to that, they are helping us with the hospital. They've just started a project where they're helping us with the hospital, where we needed to get some digital support doing a digital project for the hospital. And that, I believe, will be helpful to us in the delivery, for example, of our services. Then they gave a loan roughly about 74 million euros, which they are working through. And this includes 12 million for the Barbados Water Authority. The issue of water management, as you know, is a crisis for Barbados because of the breakdown of our system, the scarcity of water, and the problems with likely contamination of the water supply if we don't make some critical changes quickly. So they're going to be assisting with that. And then they would have given, in the past, for example, they would have given through CDB about 60 million for COVID. That would have been extremely helpful to us in terms of managing in the COVID environment. Now, what we are looking at is looking at helping us with key sectors, the emerging sectors, like culture, like tourism. These are two areas that we believe we can develop a competitive advantage. And so they'll be giving us assistance in terms of helping us to transition to tourism, for example, to more sustainable practices. And we are hopeful that within the culture, we will be able to get greater access to their markets to be able to move our culture forward. But part of it has to do with improving how our artisans and our people, our artists and so on, how they operate to make sure that we help and strengthen their capacity to be able to market themselves within the European Union. We have lovely examples of people who have done very well otherwise, but we want to particularly penetrate within the European market.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.